What would Jack do? Do when a problem comes up and you're super confused? What would Jack do?
All right, back on what would Jack do, and this is a tough one. This one concerns me a little bit because Nathan called, seems like a really good guy, is trying to have some understanding and sense of humor about his situation in his marriage, where his wife Maureen is great with banking, great with math, great with looking after things, but it's gotten to the point where Nathan feels like he's sort of completely left out of the financial picture. Hey, Maureen, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
And you know, I didn't ask this question of you, Nathan. Is it that you don't trust Maureen or you feel that she doesn't trust you?
She told me she wanted to have separate checking accounts because, I mean, it was time, I guess.
It was time. Maureen,
yeah.
Could you explain that, please?
It's been a long time coming. Let's just say that.
Okay, so it sounds like there's another problem. You say it's been a long time coming. What's the issue, Maureen?
I don't know how to say it, so I'm just going to come out with it. I think you've proven to be untrustworthy.
So there's something specific? I mean, can you tell us why, Maureen?
Honestly, I'm just tired of babysitting his finances. I just want him to deal with his own messes. He's a grown man. I'm not his mom. And I'm definitely not his accountant.
All right. Nathan, Do you feel that's fair? Have you gone off the rails about something, or has Maureen had to, you know, kind of clean up your mess?
News to me. I'm completely blindsided by this. I don't understand why she's doing this.
So, Maureen, you feel like he's just dumping it on you now?
Well, he just doesn't make smart financial decisions. Like,
okay.
He just bought him a new Yamaha dirt bike.
Well, that sounds fun. Hold on, that sounds fun.
Yeah, Jimmy, somebody has to pay for it, though.
Well,
No, he has four others.
Okay.
I like going dirt biking.
Nathan, you can only ride one bike at a time. Why do you need five dirt bikes?
True.
Well, she does raise a good point. Yeah. I had a problem like this, Nathan, with cars.
Yeah.
And believe me, I had to be weaned very quickly from this because we couldn't all live in our cars.
Oh, Jack, it gets better than cars. How about two golf carts that we don't use?
Nathan, do you have, 40 acres in the back spread? What do you need golf carts for?
Well, you know, when the dirt bikes, get repaired, you got to get them there, so you put them in a golf cart.
All right. Nathan, you sound a bit like me a few years ago, buddy. I'm going to be honest with you. So a little conspicuous consumption and maybe spending money on toys. You know what? Maureen is frustrated, and I think probably there was a point in my relationship where Lisa Ann was frustrated with me for the same reason. She didn't think I was paying attention not only to today, but what would happen in the future. Maureen, is that fair?
That's fair.
Nathan, is that fair?
I mean, because she's been taking care of it all this time, I haven't really thought about it. I mean, this whole thing is just crazy, you know?
Not to Maureen. To Maureen, it sounds like she's angry, Nathan, and I don't think she wants to be angry at you. I think she wants to solve this problem. But I do think, Nathan, before you spend money on something like a dirt bike or a golf cart or a boat, you guys have to talk about it in advance.
I think that goes both ways.
Yeah,
Either of you spend a chunk of money over a certain amount, you just consult each other, right?
Honestly, the whole impetus to this whole thing is I wanted to go away with my friends for a spa weekend, and Nathan blatantly told me we couldn't afford it right after he bought this Yamaha, and I was just like, you know what? I'm done.
Okay, Nathan, that doesn't sound fair, buddy, does it?
No, I mean, because a dirt bike is forever.
You know, I have a financial planner friend who we've had on the show. If you're amenable and agreeable, we'll pay for the first session, but if you don't come out of it willing to work on this, then maybe you guys need to actually go to marriage counseling.
I agree. 100%.
I mean, but Maureen, does that mean I can't get the boat?
No!
What? What would Jack do? Call producer Blair at 202-895-2431.
Is this going to work?
I don't know.
Oh, guys.